Hi, welcome again to Doug Jenner's comments on the cricket, and this is halfway through day two of the Edgbaston Test. And Australia have got themselves into a pickle again, haven't they? Flying along at 120 for one, they collapsed to be all out for 250 or so, and on the skids again. Who or what is to blame for such ineptitude? Is it a ball that loses its lacquer and starts to swing? Is it great bowling from James Anderson? Well, in part, but let's look at the broader picture. The truth is that we were on the ropes before we started. The sad reality for the die-hard, true blue, yellow-shirted Aussie cricket fan like me is that this team is probably the worst one to tour England in living memory. Philip Hughes dropped. Shane the Croc Watson comes in to take his place. Good on Watson. He's great when he's not injured, which isn't all that often. But what sort of message are we sending out by dropping Hughes? We didn't take a spare opener with us, so we're being makeshift and we're sending out a message to the opposition that we don't know really what we're doing with ourselves. Johnson's still in the team, and can we believe in him anymore, folks? Right now, as far as I can see, he's thrown open the swing doors of the Last Chance Saloon, and right now he's squinting down Tombstone's Main Street, trigger finger twitching. And I'll tell you this much, folks, if his first over isn't a six guns worth of deadly fire, he's dead and buried, and Ben Hilfenhaus and co notwithstanding, so are we. Doug Jenner, Day 2. Edgbaston Test 2009.